We are learning Maseches Yevamim Daf Kuf Chaf Amud Beis, and we're starting the bottom line. We have over here, and the Mishnah says that you're not believed with simonim that someone died. So it sounds like simonim is the Rabbanon. And we have a kasha from Geth that simonim is the Raisa. So first we said that it's maybe Tolim Chalkes Wazav Amavoy and the Rabbanon who argue about a Shuma. So we said no, maybe everyone holds a simonim the Raisa. The Shuma is a separate Machlekes. If it's Motzi Ben Giloy, or if it's a Suyul Ishtanis. And that's found in Geth, because simonim the Raisa. What's found in Mishnah, we'll see in a second. But Vigid Amri, a different version. Omar Rav, the Kuliyama simonim the Rabbanon. Really, simonim are abundant. That's found in our Mishnah. So, what's the shaila by Shuma? V'ha'cha b'Shuma simin muvik kamifigi. Marsav a simin muvik, marsav lois lav simin muvik. That means like this: even if your simonim is the rabbanon, a simin muvik works. So, shaila is the Shuma called a simin muvik. What would be an example of a classic simin muvik? If he has an extra finger, that's something that's more than just a simin. That's called a simin muvik. He has an extra finger. No one has extra fingers. So then, that would be, it's called Miseres, the Gemara calls it. That's called, that would be called a Siman Muvik. Al-Kaponim, so here, this is a Shuma Siman Muvik. Really, Siman Darabonon. What's the question? Shuma is Siman Muvik. Now, the cash like this, what's if you hold Siman Darabonon, what's about by a get? Why do you give back a get in a kasha? So Tosfos and Kuf Chaf and Alav on the bottom asks this kasha. I'm talking about Bryce the Motzu Kasha of a kiss. Come on, Tukma, if you learned that it's Siman Darabonon. Tosfos answers, the case was, not someone else found it in a kiss or anarchy. He came to Bez and said, by the way, I found this in a kiss and anarchy. He could have said it was always his get. He could have said. He had a migu. Since he had a migu, that's why he's Neman. Really, Savaram Drabbanon. Why you're Neman is because you have a migu, you could have said it's yours. You hear my shin? So the Gemara, right? So now, so we have two pshatim in Savaram. Either Savaram is the Raisa or Savaram Drabbanon. There were two versions of Rava. Is Siman Rabbanon and Mechlekes by Shuma is Siman Muvik, or Siman Deraisa and Mechlekes is Shuma changing? The problem is, if you hold Siman Deraisa, what's found on Mishnah? Lachlish Nom Rav Siman Deraisa, Haktani Afishiyesh Siman Begufai, Uve Kalev, you're not Neman, etc. Mishnah, even if you have a Siman the Guf or the Kalev or your clothing, it's not Neman. So the Pella is, Lachaira, why not? Lachaira, if you hold Siman Deraisa, why not Neman? So the Gemara answer is, the simon you gave was gufoy de aruch v'gutz. He said he's a tall guy or a short guy. That's not called a simon. That's like everyone's either short or tall. So it's not a simon. And Kalev, the reason why it's not a simon, even though it's a simon raisa, is the chashin and l'shaila. You are choshish for shaila, that maybe you lent it to someone, and that's why they know the simon on it. Right, the Gemara Kasha, if it's such a concept that you're chashin l'shaila, there's a Gemara Bamatzia says that if you find a ukif, if you find a saddle, you can return it to the owner with a simon. Why not worry? He lent it to someone. V'chashin l'shaila, chamar v'simon ukif, hey chamadunin, how do you ever give back a saddle of a chamar to someone? And said to Mr. Yikud. So the Gemara, lo shaila inchi uchva. A person does not borrow a saddle. The maskiv le lechamra. It scratches the chamra. It has to be custom made for your chamar, for your donkey. If you borrow someone else's, it might scratch the back of the chamar, and therefore it's not regular. It's not normal to lend out or to borrow your ukif. Frey tomorrow another kasha. But what's brought by get? Matzu kasha v'kis v'arneki v'tabas. Then we said because simonim deraisa yinemon lemaisa. Why not worried about hechem adrinon? Why not worried about shaila? Why not worry about lending it out? Borrow lending it out? So Gemara said, I'll tell you why. Taba'as chayshiz yufi. Never lend out your signet ring because you might use it to sign something and forge your signature. Kis v'arniki, also, a person does not lend out his wallet. The thing that carries his money doesn't lend out. Menach she'en shiv lim mushli. It's not good. It's not a good luck charm. In those days, they were very worried about it, very superstitious. And it was not a good thing to do to lend out your wallet. Another Teretz says, no, really not chashin l'shaila. If simonim deraisa, why not nemes simonim? Teretz says, the simon was, kelev v'chiyur v'sumki. He just said it was white or red. He didn't say a good enough simon. That's why our Mishnah is not nemes. So it comes after Magamara, it's really a shaila, really a machlaikis, v'simonim deraisa, simonim derabanan. And if you hold simonim deraisa, you have to come on to maybe a Teretz of chashin l'shaila. That's what comes out. You already lent it out. So in the halacha, we pass in the chumra that only a simon muvik is neman. Only a simon muvik is neman. Because we're worried, maybe simonim is the rabbanon, so only a simon muvik is neman. And on the other hand, even a simon muvik on a keli is not neman. Why? Because we're chashin l'shayel l'chumra. But the Pesach Teshuvah brings down from Epes HaGadol that let's say you find a dead person and you have a regular simon on his body and a simon muvik on a keli. So then you'll be neman memanav shach. Why? If you hold simonim deraisa, so simon on the guf helps. If you hold simonim derabanan, then you're not choshesh l'shayla. So then the simon muvik will work on the keli. The only reason why he said the chashin l'shayla is to answer our mishnah. If you hold simonim deraisa, well, what's on our mishnah? Said the chashin l'shayla. But if you hold simonim is derabanan, you don't have to come on to chashin l'shayla. So this, if you hold simonim deraisa, the simon on the guf will help. If you hold simonim is derabanan, then you're not choshesh l'shayla. So the simon muvik on a keli will work. It means you're not worried it was lent out. You're not worried it was lent out. That's what means the Chashin Shaila. You're not worried it was lent out, so then it'll be Neman, but that's a big machlekes Ayin Sham in Simon Yud Zayin. That's the Simon of Agunos in Evan Ezra, Simon Yud Zayin. It's a long Simon with huge Pesach Chuvas, Ayin Sham. Zokta Gemara Vaita. Tenar Mishnah, Filo Ra'u Meguyud. If you see someone dead, you have to see him dead. If you see him cut with a knife, even the limb is cut off, or you see him hung, or you see a chai eating him, is not neman to say edus that he's dead. That's what's said in our mishnah. Zok the gemara lememra vashteit over here in our mishnah. The meguyed chai is someone who gets a limb cut off. He can live even though he's cut. He can live. Braminu asa kasha. Adam says in the mishnah in Ahlois, Adam ain't metame. He does not. He's not metame. Achatetsi nafshul. Actually, he's dead. I feel him a guyed, but I feel a goises. Even if he's cut up, and if he's a goises, he does not. He's not metame. So it's mash. My tamuy le metame. Hamichy le chayi. He doesn't live, because if he would live, we don't have a mina kim metame. If someone lives through this, there's no have a mina kim metame. Obviously, he doesn't live. So you see from here, klav from his mishnah and olis, that a person does not live through a meguyed. On my baya, so it's steer to our mishnah. And by like Kasha, Rav Shimon Elazar Rabbanon, it's really much like a Tanoim. Rav Shimon Elazar Rabbanon, Tanakh the Braisa, Me'idin al Meguyed, Me'idin al Tzolov. Tanakhama says you could say Eidus on a Meguyed, but not on a Tzolov. If someone's hung, he definitely has a chance that he could live until he sees dead. Rav Shimon Elazar Aimer, because there, someone come and take him off, who knows? Rav Shimon Elazar Aimer, Af al Meguyed, even on a Meguyed, Me'idin. Pesh Yachal Kavais, it could close up, Lechayas, and he could live. He could close up, the wound could close up, and he could live. So what I was saying, Rav Shimon Elazar holds that a Meguyed is not a good of Eidus. Our mishnah is Rav Shimon Elazar. And the mishnah in Allah is going according to the Rabbanah. That's the pshat in the stira. Freit the Gemara, Haki is that's in our mishnah like Rav Shimon Elazar. We must look at what Rav Shimon Elazar holds. That Meguyed will still live. Haki is that's in our mishnah like Rav Shimon Elazar. But Tani Seifa, but says in the Seifa, Maisa Be'asya, the historian Asya Be'echad, He wanted to go to the mikvah or something. Shazulayam, they load him down into the water with a rope, and they pulled the rope, and they when they pulled back up the rope, they came up with a foot or a hand. Also, only a regal, only came up with a foot. So Rashi explains that even though the person had come up, that's not enough to say Eidus. Why not? Because there's a concept called Mayim She'elam Soif. If you don't see the other end of the water, you're worried, maybe went under the water and came up somewhere else, you know where he is. But he only came up with a foot, which means he lost his foot. He lost his foot. Maybe he still, that they don't see him as not right, he's dead because he came up. But now he lost his foot. Could a guy live without his foot or not? V'amru chachamim, the chachamim said, depends. Min akuvah v'lamayla, if it's above the knee, tenase. You can marry his wife off because he's sure died. Min akuvah l'matla, tenase. Min akuvah l'matla, you can't get married. So what do you see from here? That a meguyed could, we do say Eidus. We said Rav Shimon Elazar says Meguyed will live, and that's pshat in our mishnah here. It's really a steer in the mishnah. You don't have to say that's Rav Shimon Elazar. I saw someone ask that. The Gemara could ask the steer of etzim and the too much nice. You don't have to say it. But now we're saying Rav Shimon Elazar is the one who holds that Meguyed could close back up. If it closed back, that's pshat in our mishnah. So why in the next mishnah by the story in Asya, there above the akuva we marry her off? Why? Maybe it'll close up. The womb will close up. So Gemara says no. Shani Maya the Marzu Maka. When it's in the water, he was in the water, that will exasperate the wound, and he will die from that. Right, the Gemara, Astama Kasha was saying that Meguyed Kaliv, Amurab Bachanel, Dichaz Lehutaya, I saw this Arab, the Shokos Safsira, he took a knife, Vigadia Legamle, and he gave a hack, he cut his gomel, his camel. Like Ifsklin Arasua, the camel died so fast that he didn't even finish the bray. He was in the middle of the bray, making a noise, boom, he died right away. So you see from here that you die from a guyad. So the Aruch Nara says, of course, sometimes he has a kasha, sometimes people die, sometimes the behemoths die, like with the Tzariah, every time he dead, we're talking about Eidus Isha over here. So I think in Teretz is, that's what Gemara brings out, the Afsklin Arusha said, since this camel died so quick, it's clear that when you cut someone like that, there's no way anyone's living, even a person. Lav dafka animal, no one's living. That's the Gemara's kasha. You see me, the guy dies right away? Like a person, that's what I said. So if an animal is not like a person, but it wouldn't die with a split second, it must be the Meguya does so much. Okay, it's also a kasha, but the Gemara is being a Raya. So Amabayu Khishava, that was a weak animal, that's why it died like that. Rava Amah, different tarets. Rava says, you're right. Really, usually by Meguyid, a person or an animal will die immediately. What's in our Mishnah that says Meguyid, you can't say this. Rava Amah Masakin Melu Benes the Rakoil. We're talking about a boiling hot sakin, that's how it cut the person. And therefore, when it's boiling hot, it closes back up. And that's the Kuli Alma Maida that. We cannot say edus on a person who is meguyed with a boiling hot knife. Zok the Gemara Vayta, and the Mishnah said, "V'achaya oicheles is not a riot." Say edus. Omer Rav Yudah Mashmua, lo yishanu el makom she'nafshu yoytzeh. It's only if the chaya is eating the person in a place where his nefesh is not going to die. It's not like a place where he could be mortally wounded and die. Makom she'nafshu yoytzeh, but if it's in a place where it's a sakana and the chaya is eating him up over there, eat him. For example, if it's by his throat, then you can say this. At the same time, remember, Shachat boy shnayim or reiv shnayim, someone sliced him on his neck, either tusim on him or reiv tusim on him, or barach ran away, may eat him, you can say edus that he's dead. So Rav Yehuda Mashmua is mechadish to us now, that there are times, even though you don't see the guy actually dead, but if it's in a place where he was injured, it's a place where nafsha yoytza, so then, the loch is, you could say this. Break tomorrow. Any v'amar v'dum Shmuel shachar by shdayim v'rev shnayim v'ramaz. He couldn't talk because they cut his throat. So v'ramiza v'amar. He said, told Adam kisu gel ishti. How is that possible? The Adam said, do you want to ride to your wife? And he said, and he shook his head. Yes. The loch is that you ride a get. So you see, he's not dead because a dead person can't ride a get. Can't ride a get for a dead person. They ain't get lachamisa. So Gemara says, Chayu v'shoyf alamas. He lives a little bit, but he's definitely for sure going to die, and therefore we can say, Eidus Isha on that. Great thing, Gemara Kasha, Elamiyata, now that Shmuel is Mechadish, that such a case, if someone cuts him by the throat, he's for sure going to die, Machmas, that injury. So what does it say? Elamiyata, hey, Goyla al Yodai. You should get Golas. If a knife falls out of your hand and lands on a person, you should go to Golas. Alamat Tanya, Shachat Shnayim, Rev Shnayim, Reza Eina Goyla, there's no Golas. So Rashi says, usually the Rambam on the Brisa is that he died for something else. But now they're saying for Shmuel that he dies for sure from the knife. So then why doesn't he get Golas? Tais also says similar Pshat. He says that only if you die la'alter do you get Golas. But if you die later on, you don't get Golas. So here, since Shmuel is saying, hey, this must be, he dies right away. So and look at the Marashal and Tais says, he dies right away. So you see that you should be Chayim and Golas. So my answer is, you're right. Really, as the Maisi Shuchayim and Golas. But here, Itma Alom Rav Yishaya, Cheshinon, Shema Ruach Balbaltoi, we're worried maybe the Ruach had to do with his Misa. That when you cut him, he's sure going to die. But the reason he's sure going to die is because it's impossible. He shouldn't get into some Ruach, or Inami, Shema Iu, Kir, Misal, Sabah, him moving around and flailing, he's somehow going to Makarv's own Misa. Therefore, Lagabe Golas, you don't have to go into Golas. Tosfos speaks out on the bottom, Dafka v'Golas, v'loy b'Misa. Because it comes to Misa, when a Mezia, there you don't have a head like that. You only have a head to buy Golas, you'll have such a head like that, that if something else caused it a little bit, he's not Mechayev Golas. My opinion, what's the difference between the two reasons? Is the reason because of the wind, or the reason because of him flailing? If it was in a marble house where there's no wind whatsoever, and he flailed, so that would be enough meaning between two reasons. If you're the first reason, Itaka will be Chayav Golas. But the second reason, he won't be Chayav Golas because he flailed. Inami, the Shachtei Bar outside, Veloy Perchas, they didn't flail. They also, we told him the two reasons, but it sounds like that maybe if it's in a Besa, the Shesha, and he didn't move, maybe in that case, you will be Chayav on Golas. And Tyson even mentions such a thing like that at the bottom of Tyson on base, that it'll be a case with Chayav Golas if it's such a thing where he doesn't move and he's inside a marble house, maybe in that case where there's no other thing besides for him, then Taka, you will be Chayiv in Golas.